Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. It's so good to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. And that's where you can find us. Little e-news goes out every few weeks. We'll inform you about some of the things that's happening in and around the region. I tell you, it is a great day to be alive. And you're going to love my special guest today, Pastor Stu Brown.
It's great to be here, Rick.
Fantastic. Stuart.
Stuart, Pastor Stu.
Pastor Stu. Pastor. What, did you get anything else?
Oh, you know, Brownie.
Brownie? Yeah, Pastor Brownie?
Yeah, no, don't get Pastor Brownie, but yeah, Brownie, very Stewie. Good. But you know, we'll keep it professional.
Very
today.
Good. And campus pastor at the Granary, over at Steel River.
At the Granary, yep, that's right.
You've been at the Granary for some time now.
Nearly 20 years, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Come down to the Big Smoke from Tamworth, yeehaw.
That's right.
Study.
Came to do some music, at the conservatorium, the conservatoire.
Yeah, I mean, that served you well.
No, I've been doing a bit of music on the side.
You don't mind banging out a few tunes. You go pretty good. I do recall actually being with you outside the Australian Embassy in London. And you bung out a tune. You bung out the anthem.
Oh, the national anthem.
The national anthem.
When you're in London, you know, and you're outside the embassy, what else do? You see your flag flying high.
I tell you what, it was almost like all the English were coming around and...
That was a good trip, Rick.
That was a good trip.
We went to Manchester for a church unity conference. It was great. Great time together. Very good gathering.
Coming up, and I don't know how many years, but I think it was 2009 it started, the annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast in Newcastle. In fact, you were one of the acts. I think it was the Shortback and Sides.
That's right. We had a barbershop quartet for the opening
featured
number.
Featured strongly. It's probably what led to its success.
Maybe.
And that was in the Cummings Room at City Hall. I think we pulled it together in about 3 or 4 weeks. And Andrew Palau, from memory, was the speaker. And with then Lord Mayor, Councillor John Tate.
That's right. Was that the origins of CityServe, or that came a bit later?
That predated. It was CityServe and CityFest come in 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
And so I think that's how long some things take to come into fruition. But anyway, it continues on and has continued on. This year, it's on next Friday.
That's right.
The 6th of June at City Hall again.
Yes.
Not so much. Won't fit in the Cummings Room, but we'll use that one as well.
That's right. And with the incoming mayor.
With our new Lord Mayor, Councillor Ross Kerridge, who won the election, I think it was last October.
That's right.
October 2024. And so what are some of the memories that you can surface? I mean, we've had, I think this will be their fourth Lord Mayor. And then there's always, well, now there's a student leadership forum that follows the gathering, which is really, really cool. But gee, it's been a good time.
That's right. I think one of the most powerful things has been actually meeting with the mayors as we've kind of prepared for the breakfast. We have a meeting there in their office, whoever it is, whichever mayor it is.
Yeah.
And always, you know, at the end, offering prayer and the impact that has. And and even just, you know, meeting with Ross and talking about this upcoming breakfast, it was a really good opportunity just to hear from him about you know, what he wants to do with the breakfast. But then to have that opportunity to pray for him and his leadership of the city.
Yeah,
so
very powerful.
I think they're
very powerful. When you mentioned that, I just had recalls of when the first time we prayed with previous Lord Mayor Niuatali Nelms. oh, right now.
Oh, you want to pray for me now, yeah.
And then Jeff McCoy, he was a classic.
They were both really quite touched by that. And
absolutely.
And I think she said, I don't think anyone's ever prayed for me like that before.
No, exactly.
So very special.
It has been a journey of goodwill and favour, really. We've just never really experienced any pushback or any hesitation. Which is quite amazing, actually. It's very thankful.
Yeah, and I think when the mayor knows that we're actually not there to ask for them to do anything, it's we want to be praying for you and your leadership and the current council and that kind of thing, and for our city.
And the city,
and region. Not many people come into the office asking for that, so.
No, I imagine not. I imagine Ross has got a lot of people knocking on his office door asking for a few things right now.
Mm.
But nevertheless, it has been a really sense of a goodwill and favour and blessing. Privilege too, to be able just to be part of facilitating what happens. Well, this coming Friday, there's hundreds of people registered.
Yeah.
And
you know, the City Hall where we're meeting, going back to the City Hall where we started, I think it's it is central to the city, and so it's a really special space to be in. So
amazing.
It's going to be a great morning.
It's one of the most iconic buildings in the city and history and connected to the civic. It's amazing, amazing. What can we expect on the morning?
Well, I will certainly hear from the mayor. Looking forward to that, and he'll share a little bit about what he's been involved in. And but there'll be different people praying into different facets of the city life, and over our city and region. There'll be some, of course, some musical numbers.
There'll be some tunes.
We've been working on some even little film clips. So looking forward to that. It's going to be really great morning, talking about the abundance of God and remaining in the vine. Are we allowed to say that?
John, yeah.
There is
a scripture that the morning shaping around, which
that's
is...
That's right, remain in me, and I'll remain
John
in
15, is it? Yeah. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works you're listening to, special guest, Pastor Stu Brown. We're talking about the annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. It's coming up this coming Friday. Consecutive years.
Very good.
And then obviously connected to that, there's beneficiary applications that go out and charities can apply for that. And I think it's just under $170,000 have been raised in that time. And it never always started out that way.
Yeah, and this year, you know, last year we talked about the need for people to help out in the area of foster care.
That's true.
It was an amazing time just hearing about the need and putting that request out to the church of the city who are in the room to see if people can be involved. And someone did step up to that.
There's been a few and we're capturing one. Yeah,
that's right.
Lean into that a little bit. We'll release those videos on our website and stuff coming up.
I got to be part of heading up to North Arm Cove. We're one of the people who actually decided to take part in this in foster care. And because they were in the room that morning, they were stirred by that and wanted to go into the respite care aspect of that. And anyway, so this is an amazing story that we're going to share just of the impact that's had on this family and on a foster kid. And really looking forward to sharing that.
It's a great story, and a big shout out to all those that are doing foster care, have taken a child into their home or respite care. Or supporting, and even if you're not in the system, if you're caring for someone else's child as your own, big shout out to you. God bless you. What a great calling and purpose to have.
Yeah, and such a need. I mean,
huge need.
One of the big things that came out of that was the amount of kids that are being cared for in hotel rooms and caravan parks and that kind of thing. When there's not enough spaces for them to go.
Yeah.
And they just have carers 24/7. So a great opportunity to step into that.
Chronic needs with the advent of family breakdown and all that sort of stuff, it's just crazy.
Mm.
And but huge needs. So that's really, really good news. Amazing how that little story popped up randomly.
Yeah.
And we're a couple of others that responded in that way as well, and the generosity that flowed for foster care and to elevate that. But this year there'll be a new beneficiary, so we'll discover who that is on the morning. And I'm pretty certain, actually, on the morning of the 6th of June, Rima will be doing a live broadcast from the venue. And so tune into that and the Brekkie Show, and you'll capture a little bit of the essence of what's going to happen at City Hall in the Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast live, which will be really cool.
Great.
Really cool.
Yeah, and I mean, just having the leaders from churches and Christian organizations from around the region all in one space. There's an opportunity at the end to worship together. And I feel like that's one of the most powerful moments of the morning as the church gathers and worships the Lord together. It's a great sense of unity.
What song are we going to use?
We can't give away the... No, we're going to sing I Speak Jesus and really very looking powerful. Forward to declaring that over the city. Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the streets. And so we're going to really
Jesus
sing
for my family.
That's right. Yeah, so it's going to be good.
It's a very powerful declaration, a very stirring song. That'll be powerful, man.
Hmm.
I can't believe you just let that loose. A bit of a... I can't believe it came out.
That's it. Well, just practice. Everyone practice. Make sure you're practicing at home because we're going to sing it together on Friday the 6th.
Any other reflections, mate?
Well, I just think that this is a really... not just an important thing, but an essential thing that we're working together as churches across the region, that no ministry is going to reach everyone, and that we need every single church and ministry to have an impact on our region. So, I remember that verse about that they'll know us by our love. Yeah, they'll know that we're your disciples by our love, and that's the love that we have for one another and the love that we have for those around us. Really love this opportunity to gather together and say this to our city and say this to the local council. We're one, the church is one.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah, with all the different expressions and all the differences, the different methods and all sorts of different things.
Mm. Even Rick Prosser.
he's a bit different.
He's part of it.
It's true, though. You know, the answer to the prayer of Jesus, John 17, Father, that they be one so that the world will know and believe. So our oneness or our love for one another will be the demonstrated witness and perhaps the evangelistic thrust of receptivity into our community when they, these people are a little bit different.
That's right.
Especially guys like Stu. A little bit different.
Love it.
But it is. It's a unique thing. But it's a challenging thing too, with all the differences, and we've all got different opinions, different backgrounds. And I think we had a gathering a couple of months ago, Engage, and Peter McHugh used this phrase, we all live from disordered hearts. And so there's a sense of all of us in there. There's some sense of brokenness that can distort things and how we behave or how we respond or how we receive or how we view other people.
Yeah.
And we all need healing.
That's right.
We all need the fullness of God. He's come that we might have life and life to the full.
You know, and I think it's part of our Australian culture to the tall poppy thing and to tear others down. And it's just so sad when that happens within the body of Christ. Where we look at others and we can tear them down. But no, I think we need to be championing each other.
Absolutely.
And hearing the stories from other churches and wanting to say, oh, well done, that's so good what you're doing. I love that. Rather than sometimes there can be this strange jealousy for someone within the body of Christ. So
We get to celebrate everyone.
That's right.
Just recently we were together with some pastors and Pastor Arthur Copeman from ANU,
shared with those present about a church plant that they're doing later this year. And it was almost like all of us were like, you little beauty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's great. So almost feeling like, oh, I'm doing a church plant. I don't have to do any work.
That's right. We're all part of it, yeah.
It's just so refreshing when we can celebrate one another in the body of Christ. So be that blessing, friends. Be the blessing to one another. Those that you rub shoulders with in the workplace or in the neighborhood, wherever you rub shoulders with people that may not go to your church, bless them. As you drive past another church, bless it in Jesus' name. And we'll see some tremendous things from it. Well, Stu, it's great having you on the program, mate, and really looking forward to next Friday morning with you and a few hundred others at the annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast.
Yeah, well, this unity, it's on God's heart. And so just looking forward to seeing what He's going to do in us as the church.
Yeah, beautiful, mate. Big thanks to all the sponsors as well that have sponsored the Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. Again, many long-term. And you'll catch it all, Rema, Brekkie Show, Friday, June 6th, live. Been great being with you. Looking forward to joining you again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.